Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is The Good Life, food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to The Good Life. I'm glad you stopped by KNSS every Saturday, noon to 1. And don't forget, you can't make it. I know, Saturdays are busy. I wouldn't listen to me live, but I would download the podcast. And you can do that directly at knssradio.com, or there's a link at goodlifeguy.com. The show today is coming to you live from North Reddington Beach, Florida, on the peninsula of St. Petersburg. Sitting next to me is my brother and the co-founder of The Good Life back in 1988. Woo. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm glad to be here,
it's
guys.
So cool.
Glad to have you here, too, finally.
Well, the only problem with this whole week, we're leaving tomorrow to head back to the Flatlands, is both of us just blew our attention to detail diet-wise out the window.
Yes. Yes, we have. And we're not done yet.
Well, no. Tonight's the last night, the last hurrah.
But we've come up with some good stuff. We've had some good food.
Oh,
we had good meals, good wine, some special wine.
So what we're going to talk about today is a restaurant that went to Thursday that just blew me away. These folks have put together an Italian restaurant that, well, we're going to tell you about it here with my first phone guest. But we went to Burns Steakhouse. We drank a lot of really old wine. We're going to tell you about some of that. We've got some recipes to share with you. In fact, go to Facebook and Guy Bauer. I'll put it on The Good Life with Guy Bauer later, but right now it's on my personal Facebook page, Guy Bauer. I just posted the recipe for marinated goat cheese with walnuts. It is so easy and so good. You'll have to take a look at that. Got a great wine of the week from you. It's from Walla Walla, Washington. Say that really fast. Walla Walla, Washington. Lala Lala. It's from Spring Valley. It is one of my favorites. I love this place. I visited a couple times now and spent time with the owners and winemakers. And it is Frederick, a premier example of what Washington State red wine can be. And, of course, you can get that at Jacob Liquor Exchange. But we're also going to tell you about some wines that, no, you can't get at Jacob Liquor Exchange because they're ancient. We'll do that. But first up, this was we went to a restaurant here on the beach, just opened up, and it was late on last Thursday, and we took a crowd of, I don't know, 10 or so in there, and it was so welcoming, and the food was so spectacular. It took me back to Italy, Brian. I mean, it really was that good.
It was. It was excellent. And it's walking distance from my house.
Yeah. Nothing wrong. Or you could park right behind there on the boat.
Yeah.
The mistress of Italian food, the proprietress, if you will, is Pamela Colagrande, and she's nice enough to join us today. Pamela, welcome to The Good Life.
Hi. How are you guys today? Thank you
the
for
only
having
me. Pam, the only thing that would make today better is if I had some of your roast chicken with figs.
Oh, I wish you could come here today. We missed you. We loved having you guys. It was wonderful. What a great party we had.
You should have seen us yesterday when we were all together again out on the boat drinking entirely too much wine. Several people said, we heard about your visit to this Italian restaurant, and then some of us that were there chimed in. I didn't even get to say how good it was. They all jumped in and said, oh, yeah, you got to go. And the restaurant name is interesting. It's the letter V, C-I-B-O. C-I-B-O is Cibo. Correct me any time here, Pamela, if I say anything wrong. Better yet, why don't you tell us the story behind the name?
Okay, so our restaurant name is called V Cibo. It is means fun food in Italian, the art of Italian street food. And what the art of Italian street food is, exceptional, organic, top quality food. And we have on our menu, the front of our menu is from Vanity Fair, 1914. It is the Palaccia, where people are dancing in the street. So we decided to name it Vichibo. Fun food, fun dancing, great quality, family recipes. We are actually importers from Italy, so all of our food that we serve is imported.
Wow. Well, I was so impressed, and you've done such a great job, you and all of the staff. And one of the interesting and fun parts of the evening was getting to meet your daughters.
Thank you.
Do you expect they will be there helping out for a long time? Are they interested in the restaurant business?
They're here just on break from school, and they're going back to school soon.
All right, and are you going to encourage them, as I did, to apply for America's Got Talent? Because them singing to us was the highlight of the evening, in addition to
Thank
the food.
You. Yes, I am. They love
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
Thank
they're
you.
Good. But I wanted to share your story because, first off, anybody who opens a restaurant anywhere has taken a leap of faith and accepted the challenge and all of the heartache and joy and everything that comes with owning a restaurant. Tell us a little bit about your background and why you picked Reddington Shores to open this unique restaurant.
My background is in a family restaurant business. I grew up in the family restaurant business. And I met my partner, who is Jonathan Agri, and he has been in the restaurant business over 40 years, opened 39 restaurants in Tampa, one of them which was very famous, Gianni's. And he found this place on the beach. He owns a home here, his retirement home, and invited me down, and I fell in love with the area. The people are exceptional here. All the locals are amazing. And we wound up here right on the beach. God blessed us with a beautiful place, wonderful people, and right across the street from the beach.
Man, and it's quaint, it's small, and like I told you, Pamela, I think your niche will be expanded even more when you deliver, because one of your claims to fame is you have a wood-fired oven.
Yes, we do. We have all of our pizza crusts are imported from Italy. My partner owns a bakery in Italy, and he has a wood-burning oven the length of our restaurant, and he burns all of the crusts, packs them, and ships them here, along with all of our pastries.
Man.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you in the neighborhood. This is Brian.
Thank you.
We kept waiting for you to open. We walked the dog past your restaurant, and are you planning to have seating outside by the water?
We plan on having seating outside if you face the restaurant, to the right side of the restaurant.
Okay.
That's going to happen in a couple of months. Also, we're planning on opening another restaurant, another Vichibo.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
Where is that? Somewhere else in town?
In St. Pete.
Okay. And do you have a dock behind the restaurant?
Yes, we do. Unfortunately, we cannot serve off the dock as of yet. We're trying to get a permit to do that.
But if I want to come there by boat?
You can dock in our docking spot only.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We
Good.
Welcome it.
Okay, great. Well, that's convenient. Well, we're thrilled to have you here.
Yeah.
The food was excellent, and we're going to come back. My wife and I will come back and do a little dinner where we can take our time and not be as rowdy and as heavy into the wine early as we were that night.
You guys were amazing. It was such a fun party. We had all of us, everyone at the restaurant had a great time with you here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You got to work on the website. I think that'll be an important part. But, folks, if you want to learn more, go to Facebook and type in VCIBO, and you'll find it. The Art of Italian Street Food. I just want to mention some of the things that we had that we enjoyed. And, of course, we passed food around like nobody's business, which was a wonderful
mm-hmm.
thing. I mentioned the roast chicken with figs, and it had just a hint of sweetness, and that was marvelous. And we talked a little bit about pizzas. I had a slice of somebody's white pizza with ricotta and garlic and mozzarella, and oh, my goodness. But beautiful pastas, and you mentioned, Pamela, that a lot of your food is imported from Italy, especially the pizza crust, that would make one think that the cost of a pizza would be fairly high, and I'm not seeing it. It's really not out of line with high-quality food.
No, our 12-inch pizzas are $9.95 at the table, and our 16-inch pizzas are, I believe, $12.95.
Wow.
Yeah. And that eggplant rollatini appetizer was excellent.
Thank you. We appreciate
everything. You did such a great job. I want you to make sure you tell the staff again how much the noisy crowd late Thursday appreciated the great service and the great food. And my God, the wine list. Please. I know Brian will want some, but you had Ornelia on the list for $58. This is a steal, a great deal, and a great wine. And Montianico, we did a couple other Italian reds that were just so perfect for the night. So I guess what I want to say is congratulations, best of luck, and I look forward to coming again when I'm back here in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, Guy. We appreciate your business and everything that you've done for us, and we loved you guys, all of you. Please come back.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Pamela.
Bye.
Well, you know, and folks, bye. Listeners, yeah, goodbye, Pam. Thanks.
Bye.
Maybe you have the opportunity to come down to Tampa, St. Pete area. It's worth the drive. And if you come in the off season like now, yeah, it's a little warm out, but it's Florida and it's summer. There's some great deals on restaurants. You know, Brian, it's a shame they're dealing with red tide here. And it's just a tragedy the way it's destroying so many fish.
Yep.
But coming down now would be great to support the folks that are full-time business folks here in restaurant business and hotel business, because they've taken a hit because of the red tide. And yes, it's an annoyance if you're right in the middle of it, but the reality of it is, if you were at Vichibo, there's no red tide, there's no nothing. It's just a gorgeous place to eat. Yep, Vichibo. The website will be up soon. It's vcibo.com, but more importantly, go to the Facebook page and type in Vichibo, VCIBO. Pamela, have a great weekend. Best of luck.
You too.
And we'll see you next time.
Take care, Pamela.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon, guys.
Bye. Okay, and you may wonder, why would we talk about a local restaurant here? Well, it's all about food and wine and fun, and boy, did we have it Thursday night. We'll also tell you about Wednesday night when we were at Burns Steakhouse. That didn't suck.
No, it did not.
Oh, my God.
And it's an institution.
And in the second half, Brian, I really want to talk about aging wine and why you like older wines. I like older wines, but probably not as much as you. And we'll talk about some of the spectacular wines we had. If you follow me on Vivino, you'd have seen some of these. We're talking 1990 Grange from Penfolds and some really great Rhone wines of age. And we'll tell you about that. We got so many things coming up. I got a whole list of events to tell you about, and we'll talk about the wine of the week later in the program. So, with that being said, don't go away. We're going to take a break because we got to pay some bills. And then we'll be back with The Good Life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.